From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. This year, on the Captain's Log, you'll hear voices from our community near and far about how they're doing, music that resonates, tributes to those living and gone, and more, all with our standard spacey music, Star Trekkery, and a dose of hope. We want to hear your voice and your perspective on life during COVID-19. Now it's easier than ever to submit your Captain's Log for our show. You can simply call 520-222-8652 and leave your captain's log as a voicemail for us. That's 520-222-8652. Before you do, please visit kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project for further instructions, or email me at amya@kxci.org. Captain's Log, February 28th, 2021. First Officer Amy A. Earlier this week, the U.S. reached a milestone of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. Flags were flown at half-mast for 5 days, honoring those lost. A new one-dose vaccine was approved and will be put in circulation as early as next week. This may significantly free up the vaccination schedule, and I know we'll all be checking with local authorities for the latest information on when and where we can get our vaccinations. Dr. Fossey forecasted on Friday that possibly by the fall we will be experiencing a more normal life, but always with conditions and precautions, because no one knows yet how the new COVID variants may affect things. In southern Arizona, Pima County is set to receive 41,000 doses this coming week, making up for some shipment delays due to extreme weather. Here at the Captain's Log Project, I recently spoke with a member of K-Maker Radio Corps leadership and champion of all things local and superwoman in general, Julie Jennings Patterson, on COVID life, music, and how she's feeling about this year. Let's listen in.
So my name is Julie Jennings Patterson. I am, as I like to say, a jack of all trades, master of none. I'm a freelance writer, I'm a musician, and I help run another much smaller community radio station than this one that I hope does a good job. As a freelance writer, I write a weekly local music column, and really the unifying thread, I think, of everything I do is community, is specifically this community in Tucson. I care about Tucson. I care about the people in it, especially the artists and the makers and the activists. And so ideally, anything I'm doing shouldn't really be so much about me. It's about, like, you guys. For most of the pandemic, I've been mainly sheltering at home. I used to be part-time on staff at Rocco's and did so for part of the pandemic. I actually was like a frontline restaurant worker. And I'm currently training for a job with the census. I actually did the door-to-door census this summer, and I'm going to start working part-time at the contact center in Tucson that does the like month-to-month surveys. I always have like a part-time gig and then all my various freelance hats so that when push comes to shove, I can fairly well count on keeping the lights on. I've gotten out a little bit, but there have been periods where I haven't like left the house for weeks at a time either. And that's been really weird and sometimes really depressing for somebody that in the normal times, like every day I'd be like stopping by the radio station or running to somebody's gig or working or like finding a cafe to write because it's hard for me to sit and write in my house full of people. And a lot of that has been off the table, and so it's been kind of hard. I have a daughter that is a freshman at the U of A and for a while worked on campus at the student union. And so even though she's been taking most of her classes remotely, she was like in the thick of it, having to get tested very, very frequently and getting these alerts. I guess on campus, it'll give you an alert if you have been in proximity to somebody who later tests for COVID on this little app. But because she was in the student union and because her apartment complex, too, is literally shares a back wall with the COVID dorms, her thing was going off so often that it was completely useless other than to illustrate how many people had it in the late summer, early fall. And that was pretty, pretty stressful for her. And there were times when I couldn't see her because she was basically isolating between work until she got a negative result. My partner Mario, this summer, he didn't get COVID, but he did come down with a health condition called Guillain-Barré, which is where your immune system basically completely overreacts and starts attacking your nerves, and you end up temporarily with some degree of paralysis. So number one, when he was in the hospital and we didn't know what was going on, for 2 weeks I had really minimal contact with him. I couldn't see him. I couldn't really, like in theory you could web chat, but you can't really because the internet connection was so bad. And he was really out of it, so I was completely unprepared, and then he came home in a wheelchair. He's gradually gotten better. Like, it's weird. It's like a reverse paralysis where you start out, in his case, from about, like, the thighs down. Like, he couldn't walk at all. He needed help getting in and out of bed at first, and then gradually gained back control of his legs and his nerves, and finally is able to walk with a cane now. Because of the immune reaction with Guillain-Barré, those patients are advised not to get vaccines in general because they can re-cause that syndrome in some cases. So we have to keep him super safe because he can't get the vaccine, but he really shouldn't get COVID either. So that's a challenge. So one thing that's been kind of a blessing in this pandemic is these kind of like distanced social pods that we tend to do because we've been missing people. I've had two regular kind of check-in groups that have really, really got me through some tough times in this past year. One of them is a songwriting group that kind of, and now it's like kind of an all-purpose creative check-in, but it was initially a songwriting challenge that had started just before the pandemic, but was really, really kind of crucial in the pandemic. So there were a handful of other musicians around town. Every week we would get a topic, and then we would upload something into that Dropbox that was either like a song fragment or a fully formulated thing. And so it really prompted creativity in times when like that might not otherwise be a thing. And there are like our senses of time and deadlines and stuff got kind of soft this year for a lot of us. But that was every week. Every week you knew it was Thursday, and every week you knew your thing was done, and every week you were going to hear from everybody else. And it was an excuse to talk to people about other things in that little group chat. And then the other one is an online fantasy role-playing group with some friends. And they used to meet in real life, and I'd been meaning to join forever. And I would have an excuse or some reason I couldn't go every week. But now I have no physical barrier to doing it. And it's a thing every week. It's, you know, we don't even have to talk about our lives. We just get in and, like, fight were-coyotes or something. And it's, in weird ways, less stressful dealing with imaginary monsters. The last Tucson live music that I saw before lockdown was the Expats album release at Wooden Tooth. And it was a great night. It was the Expats and Stripes and the Wanda Junes and the regular cast of like Midtown Islandy people and downtown people. And there was kind of the adult green room where everybody would go around the corner to chaise in between sets. When the Expats started playing as the last set of the night, I was a little bit towards the front, and my friend Valerie Mariscal, came in just as the Expats were playing their song Wet Cheeks, and she just came up behind me and grabbed me and hugged me, like, hugely tight. She was, like, so happy to see me. And that song itself, the chorus is, "You've got wet cheeks, you better pick up your heart and fight." And so that song, like, if anyone is not made of stone, they should cry every time they hear that song just because. But to have that be one of the last in-person moments and then have the year that we've had, that's a pretty good mantra to have. You've got to pick up your heart and fight.
You are listening to the Captain's Log Project on KXCI Tucson. You just heard the Expats song, Wet Cheeks, which was the last live music our guest, Julie Jennings Patterson, saw before the lockdown. Next, Julie talks about the death of her friend, Scott Kerr.
This past November, Haymaker Radio, the station, the tiny little station I help run, lost one of our founding members and kind of our resident muse and cheerleader, Scotty Kerr. Before Haymaker and Zero Craft, I'd been friends with Scotty for like 15 years. How I met him is like a good way to describe Scotty, I think. A good friend of mine was dating him, and she really wanted me to meet this guy she was dating. And like, he's so cool, and he's a musician, he's so smart and everything. So come to this party, and you can meet this guy. So I'm like, okay, Katie, I'm coming to the party. So I show up. It was a great, like, early 2000s Tucson party. The Beta Sweat, which was like the earlier incarnation of Acorn Bcorn, was playing there. I think maybe some incarnation of Golden Boots, I'm not sure. Fun little party, some cheap beers. It was at somebody's house. And I wander over, and there's this guy who's like burping fire out of soda bottles. Like, there's no other way to describe it. That's what he was like, burping flames, and looked just kind of nuts. Little bit heavy set, kind of freckled, and these like bright blue, impish blue eyes. And I'm like, what is this madness? Like, who is this guy? And then Katie shows up and throws her arms around him and says, Julie, meet Scotty. He was a purveyor of holy joy and creativity and madness. He was so valuable and perfect to have on the Keymaker team, because when you're running a project like this, nothing goes as planned. You need magic. You need chaos. You need to be able to pull things off with no plan and no safety net. And Scotty was brilliant and a little bit nuts and always enthusiastic about everything and anything. We did a kind of memorial auction thing where we auctioned Scott's instruments and puppets and weird pieces of art and old like concert t-shirts from Tucson and stuff like that. And so it served as this hub where everybody could take a little memory. And we did an outdoor pickup event at Floor Polish. And so we were able to kind of briefly see each other like in person, which some of us hadn't for months. And, you know, it was a very Scotty thing that in this moment of grief and loss and devastation, people were happy and laughing and remembering good things. I look forward to being able to just zen out and show up and do a playlist. I look forward to actually recording and performing the songs that I've written this summer. I've written at least half a dozen songs that nobody has heard but like my cat and the people in my songwriting group. And I look forward to doing something with that. And I can't wait to have like realistic, like real deadlines for live music columns again, because I've gotten, my weekly column has sometimes been like every 2 months. There's no sense of urgency. Nobody's having record release parties. Nobody's having in-person, you know, three band lineups and stuff like that. And that really kept me in line because I owed somebody something. I needed to get my thing done in time for them to get the promotion they needed for whatever was going on. And with that not happening, I've gotten lazy and I've gotten just really, really bad at my writing discipline. And I look forward to external factors making me more productive. So how I'm feeling about 2021 proceeding forward is, I guess, really open-minded. I want to stay hopeful and optimistic, but I've learned this past year not to take for granted that I have any idea what that looks like. And so for me at least, I can't think of it in terms of will we be pretty much disease-free or will we still be wearing masks and distancing, you know, in 2022? It can't matter. It has to matter is how we proceed, like what we make of the moment we're in. And the moment we're in is a lot better one than we were in, you know, roughly this time last year. We have hope. Things are going to get presumably better. We know what we're dealing with. We've learned other ways to relate to each other. If we have to do another year in lockup, we know how that goes. We know how to do that now. We know how to do that well. It's not going to break us. And so that's how I feel. I don't know if the landscape will be better. I don't know if our health prospects will be better, but I think that we'll be better. We'll be better at this, at surviving this, at living with this.
Been listening to the Captain's Log Project on KXCI. I'm your host, Amy A. Today we heard from Tucsonan Julie Jennings Patterson of K-Maker Radio. You can find out more about our guest, find today's playlist, and listen to all past programs by going to our webpage, kxci.org/programs, and click on the Captain's Log Project. We want to hear from you. Tell us about your COVID life by calling our Captain's Log voicemail at 520-622-8652. That's 520-622-8652. I'm Amy A., signing off. I'll see you next week. Until then, why don't we all try stepping out one night to take a peek at the moon?